Okay.
The question that I left off last week, and I just want to show you is how we're going to deal with it, is why is it that Hilchas Tshuva is the Sefer Hamado? Okay? And we know very well, Ram very clearly says, that Sefer Hamado is Ikrei Das of Moshe Rabbeinu. And if the Ram says, Sefer Rishon, Echlobo, Kol Mitzvah Shehein, Ikrei Das Moshe Rabbeinu. V'tzoroch Odom Leido Oysan, Chilas HaKol, Go Yichud Shmo, Boruch Hu, V'Yisavud Zol. The question is, would someone, Hilchos Tshuva, or why is that exactly in Sefer Hamado? The Rambam, in the Prote HaMitzvahs, at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, writes, Hilchos Tshuva, Mitzvah Achas, V'hu sheyoshuv hachrite mecheto lifnei Hashem v'yizvado. U'bir mitzvah zu, v'ikrim hanigrolim imo biglolo biprokim elu. So Rambam does something which he doesn't do any other place in the Mishnah Torah. And he has this line over here, that ikrim, what's ikrim? Ikrim means an ikr, right? Okay. And that's very similar to the lashon that the Rambam uses when he talks about what Sefer Hamado is all about. What's Sefer Hamado all about? Echol bo kol mitzvah shein ikr. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. So he says that he's going to include in Hilchos Tshuva those things which are ikrim hanigrorim imo biglolo. Those things that somehow have some type of even tangential type of relationship to tshuva. So the question one should ask themselves is Hilchos Tshuva and Sefer Hamado because of the ikar hanigrorim biglolo? Okay. Or it's because tshuva itself is an ikar. Okay? That's a reasonable question. Okay? See, here, the normal way to go is someone will say, you know, it's this way, that way, you know, and show my Yisrael. The question is, can we prove it? And how can you go about proving such a thing? I mean, you can't read the Rambam's mind. How can he prove such a thing? So I want to go about proving it. Okay? The interesting thing is, the Rambam has the Prote Mitzvahs in two places. Like, the Prote Mitzvahs of Hilchos Tshuva is in two places. The Prote Mitzvahs of Hilchos Avodah Zarah is in two places. The Prote Mitzvahs of every halacha is in two places. Okay? Every halacha is in two places. Okay, so let's now see what I mean. Okay, what the Rambam did when he set up Mishneh Torah, he has a minyan mitzvah kotzer, and after that's a shorthand of all tayag mitzvahs with the same seder that he has in sefer mitzvahs. Then afterwards, he has a small section which he talks about the rabbanos. And then he does something which is quite unknown. He discusses, it's basically an organizational meeting. Organizational meeting. He wants to discuss how he's going to organize Mishneh Torah. So what does he do? He says, the truth is he has this discussion about how he's going to organize it in the Hakdoma to Sefer Mitzvahs, because Sefer Mitzvahs itself is basically a Hakdoma to Mishneh Torah. And strange as it may seem, okay? And it's more clear, and he has over there the truth. he has in his Hakdoba to say for mitzvahs that he has polemics with himself of whether I should write Mishneh Torah like the Talmud, like the Mishnayis, or I should organize it in a clear fashion with halachas, okay? And he comes to the conclusion that he should organize it. Halacha says that he's having problems with himself. He's wondering whether, because Berif Be'etzem, when he was misandered to say Berif, he used the Talmud as a, as the guide, okay? And the Rambam says, no, I'm going to set things up from scratch, okay? And this itself, why he did this and how this is a very interesting discussion. That's not what I'm here tonight to talk about, okay? So then, once he's decided to do a whole different Seder than the Mishnah, Abedo HaKadosh, he has to have an organizational meeting with himself and decide how he's going to go about doing that, okay? So the organizational meeting goes like this. He first wants to organize all of the various halachas into svarim. And he says the yuddalat svarim, and he defines the inyanim which are in the svarim. Okay? Now, you have to be very careful. Is he talking about inyanim in the svarim or mitzvahs that are in the svarim? Okay? Now, let's read it again. For example, the first sefer. Sefer Rishon, Echlo bo kol hamitzvois shehein ikedas Moshe Rabbeinu. V'tzoch odun leido isem tchilas hakol. Okay? V'kosi shem azeh sefer amado. And if you look at every single sefer as he goes through, sefer ahavo, he'll say, Echlo bo hamitzvois sheh zoich ma'kosh, avos Hashem zeh lo tovet. Zman, each one is the sefer is a general class of way of defining a certain category of mitzvahs. Okay, that's what each sefer is about, and the mitzvahs which are negeya to ikradas, they aren't sefer mada. The mitzvahs which are negeya to avas Hashem v'lich. As you'll see in Sefer Ahava, okay, and he has a discussion there about Bris Milah with a tangential reference to the Gemara Menachos. If you look at it well, you'll see it's amazing, but you never would have known it. That he has, but it's a discussion. He's being Mesadeh Mishneh Torah according to mitzvahs. And Chabesai, that is why Sefer HaMitzvahs is Hakdoma to Mishneh Torah, because he wanted to Mesadeh Mishneh Torah according to mitzvahs. Okay? And that's why he does a chazor review of Sefer HaMitzvahs right before, and he has a shorthand of all Tayyad mitzvahs. And that's what he does in the Minyan HaKotzer. And then once he has Minyan HaKotzer, now we're going to have an organizational meeting. 14th Svarim, Echlo Bo HaMitzvahs. Okay? Now, the next step. So, yes?
Why isn't Sefer HaMitzvahs and Mishneh Torah the same order? Meaning the list.
Okay, because that's what he did. The Sefer HaMitzvahs is. The question is, I talked a little about the order. The order in Sefer HaMitzvahs is very strange. And there's some rhyme and reason, but I can't say I understand it all, okay? He rehashes, not only you have to understand something, and maybe we'll just get out of the discussion, we'll see exactly, we'll get everything done. He does something amazing, okay? Because if you look, he has redone, in the middle of Hakdoma, he changes wheels and changes gears, okay? Now I'll explain to you what I mean. Because in the Hakdoma, in the Hakdoma to Mishneh Torah, he has defines the mitzvahs exactly the same way defined in Sefer HaMitzvahs in shorthand. The exact same Lashon Kimat, okay? However, when he gets to the Protei HaMitzvahs, he changes his tune. And the way he defines many of the mitzvahs change. And it's almost like in the middle of Lade Akdoma to Mishneh Torah, and in one hand, you're looking back to Sefer Mitzvahs and using that as your motto. And then in midstream, you change boats. And the whole world changes. And the definition, the way mitzvah defined, I give you one after the other, but that's not really for us now, okay? Now, he starts talking about 14 Sfarim, and he says you what are the categories. He tells you what the categories are, okay? 14 categories, okay? But it's categories of mitzvahs. And you define it with mitzvahs. Now, what he does afterwards, he breaks up each Sfarim to various halachas. He says, in Sefer Mada, we're going to have Hilchos Yisei Torah, Hilchos Deis, okay. Hilchos Yisei Torah, Hilchos Deis, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, and Hilchos Tshuva, okay. And he says, what I want to do is go through and write the prote ha-mitzvahs of each individual halachas, okay? And then at the end, he's going to say, I have 14 tzvorim and tayag mitzvahs. This is the organization, okay? Now, the interesting thing is, since the organization, everything that's necessary for organization, you should find here. So there's one major difference to the way he formulates the Prote HaMitzvahs in the Hakdama to Mishneh Torah than the way he formulates it before each set of halachas. Okay. For example, open up to your next page over here. You open up your Rambam, your next page, whatever it is, wherever you are, okay? Just start reading. What does he say? You have no over here. I don't know exactly how it is in the sheets here, but I mean, I'll give you the sheets, I'll tell you. So, look, we'll read the sheets. I'll give me a sheet. I'll have you a sheet. I'll just, okay, let's start like this. Here we are. V'isi l'chalik chibuzeh. The Rambam is telling you. He's telling you how to go about doing this. V'isi l'chalik chibuzeh li'alba osa svorim. Sefer rishon echol boi kol mitzvah shehen ikadas v'yishchabeh. Right? Then he goes that each one across each and he goes to all the 14. Then what does he do? Prote ha-mitzvahs al say the halachas. Okay. So he's going to tell you, okay. V'zehu chiluk halachas shel chibuzeh lefi inyonei asforim v'chiluk ha-mitzvahs lefi inyonei halachas. He's basically telling us an organizational meeting. Okay. No one even knows this exists. The Rambam's have an organizational meeting. And then he says, Sefer Hamado, Sefer Rishon of Sefer Hamado, Hilchos of Chomesh, Vizehu Sidura. Okay, and he goes to each one of them. Hilchos Tshuva, Mitzvah Se Achas, Vihish Yosef Achite Mechetel, Lifne Hashem Yisvade. Nimsu, Kol, Hamitzah Nikos, the Sefer Zer. Chomesh v'shivim, sheish esrei mehem mitzaseh, v'tisha v'chamisha mitzlaseh. He's mesadeh the minyan mitzvahs according to each sefer, correct? Now, look back at the way he says the prote ha-mitzvah, the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, and compare it to the way he says it over here. There's an extra sentence. And that extra sentence is not only Hilchos Tshuva, it's every single halachas. Because every single halachas, after he finishes the Prote HaMitzvahs, he says, Ubiya mitzvahs elu b'prokim elu. Right? Open up any single halachas. You say, Deatera, Hilchos Deis, Hilchos Tshuva, Hilchos, whatever you want, Hilchos Shabbos. Ubiya. Mitzvahs elu b'prokim elu. B'kitzah is, the prokim is coming out to explain the Tayag mitzvahs, okay? And that's the Biuris. This sentence that the Rambam added at the beginning of the Cheshuva, Ubiu mitzvahs, umila biu mitzvah zu, v'ikrim hanigrorim biglola, is not found in the Hagdoma, but it's only found in the beginning of the Cheshuva. Correct? Right? You look over here, turn over, and you'll see. No. You have to see. You can open the page over here. You see over here when he mentions Hilchos Tshuva. What does he say? Read it. Mitzvah say Achas, Lush Yoshev. He doesn't say this Ubir, right? And over here in Hilchos Tshuva, he says it, right? You know why? Because there's no reason to explain it in Hagadoma. What he has to have that sentence is an explanation about how he organizes Hilchos Tshuva. In the Hagdoma, he's not interested how he's organizing Hilchos Tshuva. In the Hagdoma, he's interested how why he puts Hilchos Tshuva in Sefer Mada. That's the difference, a different organization. What he's trying to organize the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva is what are in our 10 o'clock over here. What's the content? So he has to add the Ikon Biglola because there's a content in Hilchos Tshuva which is not about the Mitzvahs Tshuva. So I have to explain why I'm doing that. But in the beginning, in the Hagdoma, I'm not interested in organizing what material is in Hilchos Tshuva. I want to know whether Hilchos Tshuva in what sefer it is. These mitzvahs, I want to know what the mitzvahs are and which sefer it is, and I want to make sure that I have all Tayag mitzvahs in my Yud-Dalet Svarim. So therefore, in every single case where he explains in the Hagdoma, he doesn't say Ubiu mitzvahs Elud, Bom, or anything like that, okay? So now I ask you a question, and the answer should be very obvious, okay? So Rabbi Isai, if you're coming over here now to explain why Hilchos Tshuva isn't Sefer Hamada, right? So which nusach do you take? The Pratei HaMitzvahs in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, or the Pratei HaMitzvahs in Hagdoma? Okay, so which nusach would you take? In Hagdoma, because the Hagdoma is an explanation of why it's in Hilchos Tshuva. So how can you come and try to sell me that the reason why Hilchos Tshuva isn't Sefer Hamada because Ikrim HaNigrorim Biglolo, that's an impossibility. Because if it's because of Ikrim HaNigrorim Biglolo, he should have mentioned that in Hagdoma, which tries to explain how he's being Masada the Sefer Hamada. But he only says Hilchos Tshuva. Because why does he only say Hilchos Tshuva? Because the whole issue of Ikrim HaNigrorim Biglolo, because he's going out of the parameters of the normal case, that he has a discussion of something which is not negated to mitzvah. We'll see. You have a discussion of Olam Haba. What does it do with Hilchos Tshuva? So he's saying this Ikrim HaNigrorim Biglolo. So then if I ask you, Rabbi Isai, why is Hilchos Tshuva in Sefer Hamada? So you're going to have to tell me, it's not because of Ikrim HaNigrorim Biglolo. It can't be. Correct? It has to be because of Hilchos Tshuva itself. So we have to now ask ourselves, you know, I didn't do anything. You know, it's like, you know, one, two, three, correct?
That's making the question even stronger. That's basically
I'm not that stronger than that. You know, I ask you, is it this or is it that? Okay? Because someone at the end of the week, you know, I was very impressed. Land of the Shia last week, he told me that it's because of Ikrim HaNigrorim Biglolo. So I came back and I wanted to show him that, you know, one and one is two. You know, there's no other way to go, correct? But I think this exercise was a very important thing, independent of everything, because it's a part of Mishnah Torah you probably never opened up and looked at, okay? And that's what he's doing over here, okay? Now, the next step. Okay? So we have to try to understand what is going on here. So now, next step, correct? Okay. But there's no doubt about it, correct? There's another way, no way, the way to go. Okay, good. That's good. Now, next step. Let's see now what we're going to have to do is see how the Mitzvah Tshuva has to do, or what it has to do with Sefer HaMandim, because it has to be like that. There's no way out of it, okay? So it's like this. Let's now open up to Perek Hey, Halacha Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Okay? Perek Hey, Halacha Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. This is what everyone talks about, free will. Okay? Okay? But let's see what the Rambam says. Okay? Rishus l'chol odom nesun im rotzel lahatis atzma v'derech kareva. It's interesting. He doesn't talk about chet and not chet. He talks about tilting himself in a direction, because the direction that man is headed and which way he's pointed is a very, very important thing. Rishus l'chol odom. It's not Jews or non-Jews. It's everyone. Rishus l'chol odom. Every human, Homo sapien, Rishus l'chol odom nesuna. Im rotza l'hateis atzmoy, l'derech teivo, v'lioi sadik, Rishus v'yodom. V'im rotza l'hateis atzmoy, l'derech ro, v'lioi srosh, Rishus v'yodom. There's no fatalism. It's not preordained. It's not that you're genetically wired to be a murderer, okay? Rishus l'chol odom, that's it. Who should, now listen to this. Who should cause the batera? Hein hodom hoya ka'achat mimenu lodas toy vora. Okay? So it's very interesting. I'm not getting involved in this. That free will was after the Eitz Hadas. Okay, this is a side point, not, you know, just food for thought. The Rambam quotes the pasuk for free will is after the Chet and the Eitz Hadas. Okay, that's how can we another shiur. That's not, I'm organizing over here. Organized. Okay. Al yavo b'machshav techo. It's preordained. Ain't a dover king. Elo, call on them, every single person. Call on them. Roi lo liyoy sadik kimoshe rabbeinu. See, he doesn't say novi kimoshe rabbeinu. He doesn't say novi kimoshe rabbeinu is the ikriyadas. But sadik kimoshe rabbeinu, everyone could be. Sadik kimoshe rabbeinu. O rosha kirovo. Elohu me'atzmai umidatei noite le'eze derech she'yirtze. Hu she'yirmiyo oma mipi elyo lo'seitzi aroz v'atei. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klema, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu gezer al ha'odem liyoyz teiv v'lo liyoyz ra. The kivan she came who nimsa ze hachite who hifsed as atzma. It's free will. So he's master of his own fate. Okay. Then he goes like this. He does an amazing thing. Okay, good. If he stopped over here, you know, I have nothing to say really. You know, just
Ulefikach, the Rambam says, there's a logical conclusion. Since this free will, what's the next step? Ulefikach roi leilivkais uleklinin al chato'o v'almashe osa lenafshoi v'gom lo ro'o. So he moves free will to a different area. Okay? So I was lefikach, a person should take inventory and do the proper thing because he knows he can do whatever he did, right? Okay? The Rambam didn't do that. What did he say? He says lefikach, that a person who already put himself in a bad situation, he made himself a rasha, he should understand that he has the opportunity to change his ways. Okay? That is the logical conclusion of free will. Look, lefikach, it's an amazing thing. Lefikach, he says, lefikach roi roi livkais lekeine al chato'ov v'almashe osa lenafshe v'gom lo'ro. And it seems to be, that's a prerequisite. If a person doesn't emotionally feel what he's done to himself in his being involved in addiction or being involved in something which he felt was out of his control, he can't make a life change. This is the formula of making a life change. Hu shekosav achav ma yisrinin odom chai gevachatov. He has to cry about his chatoy. That, I guess, is his way of having free will to take himself out of the bondage of chet, out of the quagmire, the quicksand of being in chet. V'choza v'yoma choyu u'rishusein, he's going through the psukim in Eicha and one after the next. It's interesting. It doesn't talk about that we have free will in the future. The situation which we find ourselves in was an expression of free will. That's what he says. Look again. Call Horos. Okay. So I say, Hu Shusena Biodeinu. I don't know if he's told me now we can change. When we daiteno in the situation that we're in, we did it. I don't know exactly if he's someone to do the thing. Well, next. Roi Lono Larzo Bechuva Velazo Vrishenu Shal Shus Ato Biodeinu. Free will exists even in an issue in a person where the person is in the quagmire of chet, and the call of my yisrina geva chayda that he's introspective. Hu shekosuv acha nach besa dirochenu benachchiru benashuva. Okay. So a priori, I would have told you. This is what they call in classical jargon a Musa Shmuz, okay? But you can't do that. Because the Rambam says Lefikach. And this is the full expression of free will. That's Lefikach. Okay? So Lefikach somehow is tied into Tshuva. Okay? The free will in Tshuva. The free will and tshuva are tied together, correct? Then he says, after he says, nachko diroch, nach beso dirochenu v'nachkeiro v'nashuva, v'ike ze, ike godohu, this ike, this whole thing, not only free will, but part of the free will, and a very important omur of this free will,
is tshuva, is ikar.
And the Ram clearly says that tshuva itself is ikar.
That's what he says, ikar zeh, ikar godol. Vu amur hatera v'amitzvah, two separate things. There's an ikar godol, that's an ikar hadas, and there's amur hatera v'amitzvah, amur hatera v'amitzvah. I understand what he's talking about. So it's almost like gibberish.
And then he says, Shenema re'ei nosati lefunecho hayoim esachayim, uksiv re'ei anuchi noisein lefneichem hayoim. Choy moshus piyetchem, v'kol shiach po itza odom lasu, mimaise b'nei odom, oise b'yitriv b'nei roim. So this is man, in any particular state that he is, not only from his later, he had free will, but at a point, any point in life, he has the right and has the wherewithal to be chayzer b'tshuva and to take this choice. And he learns the kilu, that's from the ikar hatera and the amudei hatera mitzvah. Re'ei onoichi noisein lefneichem hayoim brocho klola v're'ei nosati lefneichem es hayoim es hachayim es hatev. That's ikar hadas. What does it mean?
First of all, again, we're not talking about a Beinoni sitting over here. We're talking about the tshuva is also part of this.
And then he says that it's an amud hatera v'amitzah. What does it mean, amud hatera? So it's ikar hagodo, it's an ikar hadas. So that's a nice reason why it could be in Sefer Amada. But he says, that's not enough. He is a sistam, it's an ika. It's an ika godo. And then he adds even more than that. He says, amud hatera v'mitzah. Very strange, hatera v'mitzah. Okay? What does he want with this? Now, open up now to the Hagdama, to Mishneh Torah. The beginning of the Hagdama to Mishneh Torah. Okay? You have to open up the Hagdama. At the beginning, Abdomen to Mishneh Torah. Abdomen, Abdomen, right at the beginning. Yeah, go back more. Back more. The Abdomen is before the Minyan HaKotzer. Okay? Now you're almost there. That was editing. Now you're there. Okay. B'Shem Avaye Keloilam. Okay? Ozlei Boish Bavit. Okay. Now I'm interested. This is where he's starting. What does he say? Kol ha-mitzvois shenitnu loy le-moshe b'sina b'feirushen mitnu. The mitzvahs were given with a pirush, right? Shenema v'yetna l'cho es lucha yisho'eben. V'hateira v'ha-mitzvah. Isn't that expression interesting? V'hateira v'ha-mitzvah. Teire zu teire shebeksav. Ba-mitzvah zu-pirusha. But what's he talking about, the Torah? He starts before, he says, kol mitzvah nitna le-moshe rabbeinu, be-pirusha nitna. The Torah is the Torah she-b'ksav, that's the mitzvah. And the pirusha is the meser bal-peh, how to do the mitzvahs. V'tzivonu lasa is ha-Torah al-pi ha-mitzvah. U-mitzvah zu hi ha-nikris Torah she-bal-peh, kol ha-Torah kos le-moshe rabbeinu b'chule. So it means, what does that mean? Amur hater. What is ter v'mitzvah? Hater v'mitzvah is not the tayag mitzvahs. The tayag mitzvahs of the Torah Shebiksav and the pirushim on the Torah Shebapeh to explain us how to do these mitzvahs. So it says that the whole idea of free will is fundamental to understanding Taryag Mitzvahs. Amud Hateva Mitzvah. That's what he's talking about. Hateva Mitzvah. What's Hateva Mitzvah? That's what Mishneh Torah is all about. So what does that mean? It means that the basis of Taryag Mitzvahs
So you can't imagine, the Ram says, how could you imagine a mitzvah, a tzivui, if God is commanding you to do something and you don't have a choice about doing it? So by definition, mitzvahs mean this free will. And that's why it's amud hatel bar mitzvah. So that means something amazing. That this whole idea of free will, which is koch, completely involved with tshuva, because mitzvahs weren't only said when the person standing at the beginning of his life on the crossroads after his bar mitzvah, deciding I go this way or that way. But at every point in his life, he's at a crossroads and he has the opportunity, even though he became like Yehovah ben Nevot. He has the right to make a free decision, okay? And that's why tshuva is an ikar gadol amud hatorah mitzvah. Tayyag mitzvahs are based on it. So you understand yourself that tshuva is ikar das, okay? Just amazing, you see, the Ram has done an amazing thing. Because I would have assumed, but the Ram didn't do that. I would have assumed that free will by itself is an ikar, okay? But that's not what he's doing. He said, free will without tshuva is impossible because the tzivui is at any point in man's life, no matter what state he is. So tshuva is part of the ikar of free will. And that is why it's in Sefer HaMaalot. Okay.
I still don't understand, why is Rebbe saying that tshuva is part of, why can't the Iker Ze'iker Gadol who really just be talking about free will?
So why does which, he, oh, okay. which he what is the sentence right before Iker Gadol Ze? What is the sentence right before?
The Chazer Amarho is just,
okay, good. I would have said that originally before. He says after he explains tshuva, then he says the shikul tera. Okay. So the truth is, I'd be okay now. Okay. First of all, it's clear to me that you can't say that Hilchos tshuva is a sefer ma'adah because of drama and nigrom. Because that would be proved from the way that that dom is set up. Okay? That's okay. I think said okay. Correct? The next question which you ask yourself is, so, well, what's the scoop? Okay? So meet tshuva by itself. And the Ram clearly has said something over here. Okay? I have a problem over here. And I don't know the answer. Until this point, I think it's been a major, you know, a major advance in understanding this, okay? If I would have asked you, in this Ikar Gadol, in this Amud, HaTorah VaMitzvah, when I talk about tshuva, you see, vidui doesn't add anything over here. Really, the issue is tshuva, correct? It's not vidui, it's tshuva, correct? So I would have asked you, what's the important thing over here? Is it the mitzvah's tshuva? Or is it the institution of tshuva? Okay? Why do I say that, for example? You can certainly imagine there's an institution of tshuva at the mitzvah of tshuva. Ninveh? Okay? The issue of Cain, what he was called Shav, not Shav, a mixed with Shav, right? Okay. Paro! The Ram has a whole discussion in the next parrot about tshuva, okay? So if I asked you, and the Ram talks about free will as Kol Odom, if I ask you, what is the Amud HaTorah VaMitzvah, or the Ikar Gadol, is it the institution of tshuva or is it the mitzvah's tshuva?
Institution.
You would have said it's the institution of tshuva. So I'm saying, and the honesty that I was brought up with, I'm back to first base. I'll tell you why.
Because the Rambam said in the Hakdoma that he is organizing Mishneh Torah according to mitzvahs. And if the reason that Hilchos Tshuva is in Sefer Mada is not because of the mitzvahs tshuva, but because the institution of tshuva, he has a problem. And l'chera, I tell you, the sentences that I read to you, if you look at them again, it's tachmuchach like that, that he's referring to the institution of tshuva, not the mitzvahs tshuva. Why? If I would tell you a lashon of roi, okay, roi is something which you talk about is a mitzvah. Though I say, if I would talk about Leil Pesach, I would say it's roi to eat matzah. Or in Leil Sukkos, I would say it's roi to sit in the sukkah. Though I use the word roi when I'm talking about a mitzvah, look at the Rambam again now and see how he says it. What does he say here? He says, right before, he says, Ulufiko, the kibbutz yikeinu nimtzei zeachoy to hisad es atzma, right? Ulufiko roi loy lifkais v'lokein al chato v'amashi osa l'nafshu v'gomu ro hushkos v'oime achav ma'isreining odem chai v'chozav v'oime holy shit of your day, we did ten or sinful loss. What does he say again? Roy Lono Lazar Bachuva Vlazar Vrish Eno. He's not talking about the mitzvah's tshuva, he's talking about the institution of tshuva. But that Lachir is amazing because a priori you would expect it. The Rambam, the way he sets it up, is that the reason why Hilchos Tshuva is a Sefer Mada is because of the Mitzvah's Tshuva. But the strangest thing is, and the Rambam says at the beginning, that Hilchos Tshuva is an expression, Biel, of the Mitzvah's Tshuva, Dvar Menigolam Begola. But I ask you, where is the Biel of the mitzvah tshuva b'chal? Because the Rambam's all discussion about tshuva is that it's a machapa. He doesn't even have a discussion about that. So that itself is a pella. But all I'm just telling you is a priori, the reason why Hilchos Tshuva is in Sefer Mada is because the institution of tshuva as part of that whole general grouping called free will. Okay. It is true that there are many Ikre Hadas, okay, that are here, but are Nigrolim Biglola, okay, and that is the emesis, the way he sets up the whole institution over here. For example, look at Perek Gimel. What is Perek Gimel? Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva. Perek Gimel is Shikol Avonis Eschulis Shokol Olam. And that the derech of the yochid to be zeicher in is only to be Yom Kippur is b'tshuva. The whole issue of tkiyas oris ha'tshuva. All these things are growing. The whole idea of the world and the din in the world and what's going on. L'chir is only an aside. That's not a biel of Hilchos Tshuva. That's a biel of ikrim. That the world and the way the Rebbeinu Shlom deals with the world is an important thing to know. That's not Hilchos Tshuva. Then the chofta alano shein lam chilek alom habo. You know, it's tangentially nogeh to tshuva because the Rambam said tshuva moelis. You go through all the chofta alano. It's very nice. That's why it's Hilchos Tshuva. That's not the bir mitzvah tshuva. That's a dvor hanigrola begvor. Perek dalet. Chof dal dvor makhle is a tshuva. Okay, that's beseder. Makhle tshuva, chof dal makhle tshuva. The question is, makhle the mitzvah tshuva, makhle the institution of tshuva, we have to ask ourselves what's going on. But the truth is, the institution of tshuva is important, as you see in Rambam over here, and the fact that the haftera of Nineveh, you know, that's the haftera in Yom Kippur.
Yona.
Can you imagine a mitzvah without the institution? Meaning,
I understand. You see, the question is, it could be the institution is as much as you mekayim the mitzvah. But here you're talking about the institution existing completely independent of the mitzvah. And it's holy. And I'll explain to you, the question which you ask me, I'm not to want to deal with now, is why is it only holy? The chayiv is mitzvah to do tshuva. Okay? I'll explain, that's not, okay, that will be in the next
time. Like a guy doesn't have the chayiv to do tshuva, yes. That's why I thought it was
very hard to come on. You understand that, but I'm talking about even holy, even first the Jews also. It's not, you know, I understand. Okay, next. Perikei is the Iker. She called him Perik Vov is the Tshuva. Is Mitla Perik Vov Alocha Beis. Ukeshein Sha'odim Chite Midaita Obritzina. Kacho is the Tshuva Midaita Obritzina. That's pretty clear that the ikka of the free will and the tshuva is also that they mitla tola v'koy the same. What now in Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph? Choyu rishus chod nesunu loy kmo shvi'anu. Listen to this. Yishtadel odom lasas tshuva. Yishtadel? Not strange, Losh. Yishtadel lasis tshuva lesvades befiv mechatoyu v'lino kapov mechatov k'dei shiyomus v'hu bar tshuva. He's not talking about the mitzvah tshuva, and he's talking about v'yiske l'chay olam habo. Okay? Which is an amazing counterintuitive thing. Because in the whole Perek Yud, he's going out of his way to say that Avodah should be Me'avo, Na'amanas V'kabo Pras. And he's telling you that a person who's a Chayte, he has a different approach to the world. He should want to get it. And it's not because of the mitzvah. Yishtadel, Lasis Chuv. Why? Because, no, I don't want, I want a L'mhabo. That's the reason. Then, because he started talking about tshuva and its relationship to Olam Haba, he decides he's going to write to Prokim about Olam Haba. That's Perek Ches and Perek Tes. The Matan Schol and Shel Mitzvahs. And in Perek Yud, which is certainly the Olam Haba is Misei Der Das. And it's interesting, all these things you say Der Das is only this one. Because Ram quotes in Pirush Mishnayis, in Perek Yud Sanhedrin, in Perek Chelek, that's the Prokem of the opposite. By Yisri, Ho'acharosa, Shehu Yis'al Mishal Gmul Tei, L'mishe Mekayim Mitzis HaTeira, U'ma'anish Mishe Oiva Azor Zorel. U'she Gmuloi HaGodol Hu Olam Habo, V'oinshe HaChomo HaKoros. That's Yisri the Adas. And then he turns around in Perek Yud and says that the Ika is Avodah Me'ahavo. Okay? Which is also amazingly counterintuitive. Because in his discussion of Avodah Me'ahavo, he quotes, V'yohavto eis Hashem Elokecho b'chol levovcho b'chol nafshcho b'chol me'odecho. Quotes in Perek Yud, okay? Rabbi Isai, if I would ask you, where should I have the discussion about Avodah Me'avo, I would say, Hilchos Yisrei Teira. Because Hilchos Yisrei Teira is where is the Mitzvah Avo? Oh, that's where it is. But the Rambam decided to have his whole discussion about Avodah Me'avo, and he quotes the pasuk after it's a Shavuot Kefa. Comparing you of Hilchos Tshuva, and that's a seam of Hilchos Tshuva.
which is absolutely amazing. Okay, this I gave you now just a general overview of what's going on over here. So certainly the Rambam has to go out and do something which he doesn't do, okay? Because in the whole Mishneh Torah, you don't find the words in the Prater Mitzvahs afterwards, in Akdomah to the Halachas, Udvorim HaNigrolim B'Glola. It's only Hilchos Tshuva. And he's used Hilchos Tshuva to bring in all the Ikar Hadas. True. But that can't be the reason why he puts it in Sefer Mada. But he has been clear over here. All the Ikar Hadas, which tangentially are negated to Tshuva. Which is amazing. Okay.
I just did the first part now. Should I stop? What?
I think so.
Okay, good to say that.